Welcome to the Couple Money Podcast, the show where we share stories and advice on building up your marriage and wealth. I'm Elle Martinez. Support for this podcast comes from Divvy Investments. If you're looking for an easy way to help keep your portfolio on target for retirement without having to link your accounts to yet another service, check out Divvy. Listeners can get a 10% discount. Go visit divvyinvestments.com and use the coupon code COUPLEMONEY. That's one word. We're wrapping up our special FinCon week. It's been fantastic in San Diego. So many wonderful people out here. The weather's been great. I've been loving it. But it's time to go back home. To celebrate, I've taken a break from the usual schedule, and I had some interviews with some of the biggest and best names in personal finance. Today, I want to share my last chat. Paul Vassy is the founder of Cash Crunch Games. He's created a way to teach finances to teens through a game. When I found out, I gave it a go. Loved it. Love his mission to help kids get a foundation with finances and feel comfortable with money. And an added bonus, it's a free game. So if you're a parent, teacher, or maybe looking for kid-friendly gifts this year, please listen in. I think you'll enjoy this. Well, live from the Trade King podcasting stage at FinCon 2016, this is the Couple Money Podcast, and I have a fantastic guest. You're too modest. Paul Vassy from Cash Crunch Games.
That's right.
And we're going to be talking about just how important it is to start that foundation young.
Yeah.
And then maybe we get a money story out of you.
So maybe so.
See.
Maybe so. See what I'll come up with.
We got into it a little earlier with the conversation, but since we're live, and I want to make sure as many people...
No pressure then.
No pressure, don't worry. But since we have so many people here,
right.
Could you kind of summarize why you started this and what you hope to accomplish?
Yeah, well, it was a lot of it was observational. Mm-hmm. And also, even my own life, you know, growing up, I was always pretty good with money. I always worked. I always had money. And I know some people who never had money, they're always borrowing money. But when I was in the classroom, we used to teach business, and it was a two-year course, so you teach marketing, finance, human resources, all those things, and you know you do marketing, not a problem, design a cookie, and you know you package it and you sell it, so we would do all those things, it was easy. And then when we came to finance, I said, right guys, if you're doing finance today, can't do it, sir. So what do you mean you can't do it? It's math. And there's a big, big problem. A lot of people are intimidated by math, but... math and money are very much the same thing, and we deal with money every single day.
Yes.
So it makes sense. So with that, getting into that, with being in the classroom, one of the ways I used to get kids talking was and learning was to make it about them. So we would talk about the basics, but make it in their in context to them. Because once they understand something, you can't shut them up. And that's brilliant because then it's bigger learning opportunities. So one of the things we used to do was I would start playing games with them and all kinds of things. And that's what stuck with me was, all right, let's make a game about money. So I thought about a number of board games out there. I thought about how people play and all that. And then I put my own spin on it with what we had to learn in the classroom. So I made it as a way of, as a learning tool that would engage the players and get them talking about specific things, income, savings, spending habits, you know, opportunity costs, needs and wants. You look at any personal finance syllabus out there and they have every single thing, comparison shopping, you name it, it's in there. So I took those principles and put them into a game.
Yeah, and what I like about it is sometimes it's oversimplified for some other games, like when they teach, it's all spending is bad. Or, you know, an earning income is completely good. And it's not so black and white, because you had one where you're making a card for grandma. And
yes.
That costs you money, or, you know,
yes.
You're buying a card. And, you know, that's part of life.
Yes.
We're spending money, and it can be good or bad. It can be productive at one level or the other.
Yeah.
So how did you come up with that? Is that something that you really also wanted to convey? Or
well, yeah. I mean, spending's not bad. Going out and earn, you know, first of all, going and earn income. Yes, mm-hmm. It's great. You can have more money. But sometimes, if you don't change your behavior,
mm-hmm.
No matter what you earn, number of zeros in the end, you'll still be at the same at the end of the month relative terms. You know, if you spend, the more you earn, the more you spend. Simple as, you're broke. That's the thing. So we're trying to fix that, so we're thinking about twice. But going back to what you're saying about spending, well, you know, sometimes it's good to spend, whether it's spending something for something you value, so you've saved up to spend, or spending something like a card for grandma. You know, there's different ways to invest in people. It's not spending on that person, it's investing in a relationship. And I read that through a guy called Sam Rennick and Sammy Rabbit. It was brilliant. It says you invest in people. Or you were investing something. So if you look at it like that, and it's not like, if I give you this, what do I get out of it? It's also, well, my grandma's very special. I'm going to buy her a card. And it's worth the sacrifice to me to buy that.
Yes.
Because that puts a smile on her face. So if I go without a milkshake or something like that, I'm prepared to give up a milkshake for my grandma.
Yes.
So that's how I'd look at it.
That's fantastic. Now, if someone's interested listening in the podcast and they want to get more, they want to play the game, or later on when the board game comes available, where can they find you?
Just go to cashcrunchgames.com, and on there is, to play the senior game, you just go, when you get to cashcrunchgames.com, click on play the game, and it'll take you to your choice of your PC, your Mac, or your Chromebook, or the Google Store, or for the iPad, the Apple Store. And then there's another tab on the website, which will take you to the Junior Edition, where you can read about it, and if you really want to get it, you can order it.
We're in the age of social media, so how can they find you?
Twitter handle, @CashCrunchGames. But basically, you go to CashCrunchGames.com, and we've got all the social media buttons at the top of the website.
Great.
And we're on Pinterest, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, as well, and I'm also on LinkedIn.
Oh, fantastic. Now we're getting to the money story, because this is live from FinCon.
Right.
And I'm just asking around, and you are doing a startup, which is incredibly hard, and you have to know your finances very well.
Yes, but don't ask me what's in the bank. That's a taboo subject.
But tell me, do you have a money story being a startup founder?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've spoken to lots of people, and actually this morning we were talking to some a lovely young lady, and she was talking about Silicon Valley, you know, with venture capitalists, and they're throwing millions at these things and getting a team organized and off you go. Well, it's me, you know, and I've got a beautiful wife there who supports me, and every time I spend money, I've got to think, how could I spend it? What's the best way of spending that money? How do I get that dollar to go the furthest? You know, so when you're spending $100 or $50 or $10 or something like that, you say, well, actually, you know, at the end, if my money's coming in that I, you know, pre-revenue, that's all savings. And what people don't realize is that whatever you saved is after tax. So, you know, that money's even more expensive. So there's a lot of things I've had to learn myself, or, you know, you sign up things for free trials to get the hang of it, and hopefully you do as much work as you can before the trial expires, and then you're okay, then you move on to the next thing, or, you know, you say to your friends, right, well, I'll do this for you if you can do this for me. You know, so there's a lot of ways around it, so it doesn't always have to cost money, but when it comes to spending, you've got to spend wisely. So coming to FinCon was actually probably one of the wisest decisions, because I've met a lot of people who are fantastic people. They're writing blogs, all those things, and I've even got potentially some pre-orders for the physical game, and I've got some people who want to use the online game. So
congrats.
If you look at it that way, yes, there's an investment that hopefully down the road will pay off, and we've learned so much from a lot of speakers here as well.
Oh, that's great. So let me know, since we also talk about couples, how does that go, your money conversations? Do you also talk a little bit about the business when you're talking about your family finances, or how does that go?
Yeah, well, the beauty of our marriage is we are such a great fit that we actually speak about everything. So in the morning we'll wake up and we'll have a board meeting first thing in the morning, right? Well, what are we doing today? Well, what are you doing? Okay, well, have you thought about this? No, I haven't actually. That's a great idea. So I've learned that, you know, you don't know everything, and even someone who's not looking at it every day, you can say you can't see the wood for the trees.
Yes.
So someone has a fresh perspective, and you just got to be able to listen and think. So my wife Shireen, when she comes up with suggestions, you know, I didn't marry a dummy, that's for sure. So she knows, and I value her opinion. And then if I disagree, we talk about it, and no doubt I always end up going with what she said. But that's just the way it is, and yeah, so we talk about it a lot, and I think that's valuable for any partnership, and especially about money as well. So With Shireen, if I say, right, I need to think about doing this, and she'll say, well, buy it then, you know, sometime. And I'll say, well, no, not yet. I want to see if there's a better way of doing it.
Yes.
And if there is, that's what we do. We save money, and we use that money for something else.
Yes.
You know, so just recently I was looking to buy some software, and I couldn't buy the software just yet because I knew I had to print some things out, so I had to buy ink for my printer.
Yes.
So then I had to buy the ink first to do the printing, and then I cut back on a few other little things I was going to do or reprioritized to buy that.
Yes.
So it's just doing those kind of things to do it. And people who have been startups, they know that it's a fine balance between how much time there is in the day, how much money have you got, and what you've got to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a lot of choices you've got to make.
Now, so you're basically a mix of new tech, because you got the online, the mobile, and old school.
I know.
How do you do your finances? Is there like a spreadsheet? Do you use apps? What's your preferred way?
I've got a spreadsheet. I do a lot of, especially now with the physical board games, which I never thought I would go back into. I mean, that's just something I've fallen into. And just right out there, startups, you think you've got a plan, be prepared to change, because that's what happens. You can't forecast it. But like, I've been looking around for the different suppliers, and I've got one price, and I'm thinking of another. And I'm,
yeah.
I mean, just this morning in the shower, I'm thinking, well, why am I going to package it like this? Why did I do it like that? And, you know, that's probably going to save me some money. But going back to your answer, think about, yes, I have a spreadsheet, and I just keep an eye on it. And Shireen and I will go through the credit card balance, and we'll go through the bank account and check the statements. So we have an idea of what we've spent, what's coming in, and what's gone out. So we're always on it.
Okay.
Just even for keeping up to the accounts up to date every month, you know, we do QuickBooks and all those kind of things and get it all up to date. So we know where we are.
Great. That's fantastic. Well, thank you for coming on the podcast.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it. And I can't wait for the board game to come out, because we will be picking that up.
End of next month. So that'll be end of, what month are we in now?
Oh, this is, I know, we're both jet lagged and traveled fatigued. September.
So end of October, it will be on the website to buy.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to thank Paul for coming on the podcast. He's a really sweet guy, very thoughtful, and dedicated to getting families talking about money and helping kids be more mindful with it. Go check out Cash Crunch Games. Like I mentioned earlier, it's free online. I'll have the links up in the show notes if you need it. I'll have a more in-depth interview with Paul next month. And thank you to our sponsor, Divi. Their support helps me keep this show running. Like the music, our theme is from Gentle Regime. And if you want to keep up with the latest in our interviews and stories, please subscribe. It's free and easy. We're out there in iTunes, iHeartRadio, Google Play, and more. You can also grab the feed off our site so you can listen to the show from whatever podcast service app you prefer. I hope you have a wonderful week. Take care.